The TSW Roundtable is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Talk Star Wars. I'm Mark.
I'm Rob.
And this is not a regular episode of Talk Star Wars. Ooh, mystery. This is an introduction to not only a new show for Talk Star Wars, but a new member of the family.
I'm so happy about this. I really, really, I'm buzzing.
Would you like to introduce him, Rob?
I can if you want. I mean, I don't want to take your fun. All right, fine. So let me introduce the newest member of the Talk Star Wars family, Mr. Robert Cast. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Yay. Thank you. I'm so happy about
that. From the UK. Right, we've been cooking this up in the background for a little while, haven't we? This little this new format.
Yeah, this is this is kind of two sided for me. I'm a fan of your show and your network, and Tumbling Saber, and I've been listening to a lot of the other shows. And on my end, I want to participate and I want to do something, but then I notice your shows have a ton of fan interaction. You have your emails, your questions, your there's just participation all over the board, and it's really exciting, and it's really awesome.
Oh, so, totally. Yeah, we love them.
So I just had a little idea, and I came to you guys, Rob and Mark, and I said, how about if we had a monthly show on the network, and I would host and moderate it, but we would have various hosts from around the Commonwealth, but the main part of the show is to get your fans to participate on an actual podcast. Now, this would be you have a lot of emails and a lot of voicemails that come into your show, but this would actually be a conversation with people who listen to the network.
I think that's fantastic. This was a thumbs up from the get-go, wasn't it, Rob?
Yeah, big time.
We love this idea straight away, and it's always been something that we've aspired to, is to have people on the show. But logistically, with the timings and with how difficult we seem to find it just to get four hosts together at times, it just seemed like another thing that could possibly go wrong. And then you come sweeping in, Rob, with this wonderful solution that you'll do all the work and make my life a lot easier.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, this is I get to flex this Star Wars muscle, and I have a regular podcast, the Roman Podcast, and we do a weekly show. And thank you. And we have a really good time with it, but we don't really skim on a lot of this stuff. And I am a huge lifelong fan of Star Wars. Just a little backstory. I saw The New Hope, or as it was just called back then, Star Wars, at the drive-in with my parents in 1977. So I don't want to age myself, but
yeah, well, I'm there with you. I mean, I wasn't there with you, clearly, because that would be weird. I was at the cinema in 77 as well.
So yeah, that it's, and again, I was perfect age. I was just ripe for it. Had all the toys and went right along. And I know it's blasphemous, but I'm a fan of the prequels.
You're not going to have any hate here, dude.
No, okay, good. This is a safe spot. Then I feel very
absolutely.
It's a safe place.
You're in the right host. I'll say that.
I heard your last episode.
no nun punches fired from these ways from Mistress.
No, but I've been a big fan, and I also do some comic reviews online, and I've recently
they're good reviews as well. I've seen those.
Thank you. I've dove into some Star Wars books, and I'm hoping to tackle. Hopefully, I get tapped to do the new Darth Maul that's coming out.
Oh, nice!
I know it just, and for me it just it. You mean, oh, you want to do this work?
Yeah, in quotes. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where do you put those out, Rob? Where do those reviews go out?
Out on thegww.com. And if you just look up Robert Cast, and you'll see my reviews. And I just started with the Star Wars because I like to start the books on book one. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like jumping in the middle of a series, and I don't want to
fair enough
take over somebody else's. And then that way, if when I get like 10 books deep into a series, I can do an arc. I can do an overall review, let's say.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping to do there. And I also do reviews on that other Star franchise.
Yep. Yeah. Again, no, I've got a lot of love for the Trek. Yeah.
Yes.
All good.
Yeah. So
we're Star polyamorous.
We have some crossover fans.
Yes.
I know for a fact.
Yes.
You know, some of our fans are also Trekkers, isn't it? Correctly. The correct term.
I think, either way.
You know. I don't think you're going to get punched in the face either way, are you?
No.
Just a neck pinch.
Yeah, well, fair enough. In which case, I deserve what I get.
No one can reach your neck. Who are you trying to kill?
Yeah, well, exactly. If they can get that far, they deserve to
be 8 feet tall.
So I've been obviously I've been a lifelong fan. I'm just completely geeking out about Star Wars. And again, we're recording this now, and I have yet to see Rogue One. It opens for me in about an hour and a half here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And that's not for lack of trying. This is the first showing I could possibly get to. So I got my tickets reserved. I'm looking forward to that. So,
yep, as well you would.
Excitement all around.
It's like Christmas morning for children.
Oh, it will be.
This end of the year now for us as adults. It's like Christmas morning is for children.
Yep.
It's fantastic. I can't like when First Awakens came out last year, we will never, as a child watching the first Star Wars, and you see, you know, the Empire enter the shot, chasing Leia down, and it how awe-inspired you were and how amazing it was. And you're looking through that through the eyes of a child. But when they kind of capture that back for you, like that's a huge feat. That's unbelievable. And when I leave a theater and I'm like, oh my, I just relived something. I felt something again. That's being an adult and having adult day-to-day trials, like that's hard to spark. And they do it. I'm completely impressed, and I can't wait for tonight.
Yeah.
You are in for a treat, sir.
Very much so.
I'm just can't wait. So, I approached you guys for this new show idea. I was thinking, now, of course, like with any new show, there's going to have changes and different formats and whatnot. But for what I was thinking is a monthly show, because if we have a fan show every week, then I think it just turns into another Star Wars podcast.
Agreed.
And you guys have everything covered. And even I was noticing Tumbling Saber has the literary side taken care of this week with their new show.
Three shows now. Yeah.
Yep. Journals of the Willing.
Yeah. So I'm thinking
great name.
A monthly show, lots of fan interaction, and hopefully it can be myself and you guys, and then and switch out different hosts from different podcasts over the Commonwealth. And also, too, we can have fan interaction, but it would be really nice if we can have different fans every month. Now, we can have return appearances, but if we have the same two fans with us three every month, then it turns into just another Star Wars spy.
Yeah.
So what I'm hoping is to get like you're saying, your Knights of the Commonwealth, and Rob, you coined or you named the show Knights of the Round Table.
Yes, I'm sometimes when I get a name right, I nail it.
Oh, but yeah,
it's I've got a really weird ratio. I'm like a machine gun. I just kind of spray, and then occasionally a few land bang on. Otherwise,
that's my approach to Star Wars theories. I just say them all. At least one of them's going to be right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say now I got a lot of stuff wrong about predictions.
Yeah, we have to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Yep. That's all I'm saying.
So, that's what I'm hoping for. It was funny because I noticed you have like Connor's Corner, and you have lots of VIPs and Knights of the Commonwealth, and even ads started following me today on Twitter.
Oh, superb.
And it was so,
have fun with him.
And he was like, oh, I heard about your show from Tumbling Saber. And I'm like, he's going to check it out. And I thanked him. And I was just, I wanted to make sure we got together to do this show before I said anything. And I was just tipping my tongue thinking, oh, we have something that you might be interested in.
Yeah. I think that would be right up the street, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ads proved me wrong.
Yeah. So yeah, and the only other thing about the show, I would prefer keep it PG, keep it away from the dark side, and because with different fans every month, it's and we'll have constantly have wild cards on the show, and it just you know, it just keeps it's be like herding cats sometimes, I'm sure, but it'd be keep it nice and tight, like.
Yeah, it's one thing to herd cats. It's also one thing to herd expletive ridden cats.
Yeah.
Voluntary Tourette syndrome.
Yeah, well, I always have trouble forcing myself into dark side mode because I'm so used to being the PG now on the main show.
I do not have that problem.
And Steve doesn't either.
In pre-show, I can switch it on and off. I'm a pro. But I tend to default to the dark side mode just because of my other shows. When you're the host, you don't have to restrict yourself. It's great. Yeah. Say what you like. It's brilliant.
Well, that's a lot like the My Weekly Show. We have
we are
ourselves, but it's turned into caricatures of ourselves. Mm. You mean so it's like when you have that, like Rob, I've noticed with you were so quick on every, when I think Mark dropped this pen and you said, "Oh, that's funny, I dropped my pineapple," and it happened.
Oh yeah,
it was an hilarious instant. Oh.
I love when that happens. Again, it's one of those things of having a hyperactive, neurotic brain. It's just constantly firing. And sometimes the stuff it fires makes no sense whatsoever. But occasionally I get something like that out of it, and it's all worth it.
Sex rings.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Sex rings. That is the benchmark for fast wit on this show. Was that this? Was it? No, it was the last one,
I think. Yeah. I couldn't tell you exactly when, but yeah, it was one of the After Dark. I would hope it's one of the After Dark sides.
Yeah, I think it was.
It happens. Yeah.
Even though I host it and then I edit it and I do the publishing, I immediately forget it. I'm like Steve with any fact at all
or any bit of information he's ever heard. Anything. In his life. Yeah.
I immediately erase it. So when I listen back to just a proof listen.
Yeah,
and one of these things catch me off guard, and I'm just walking the dog, laughing my ass off.
Well, this is one of those, you know, the blessings I have of being a former performer.
Yes,
just, certain reflexes never leave you. It's nice.
No, it's fantastic, and like I said, with My Weekly Show, we have to encourage that, and in our heads, if it's lowest common denominator, we almost have to train ourselves to spit it out.
Yes.
So, like I said, you become a caricature of your own personality, but then now it's like, yes, I can have a conversation without talking about lubricants or something. It is possible.
Yeah, it can be done, but
it's not sure there's some work done on the car. And then
it's not set any fun, but
yeah, of course. Of course. So this is what I'm thinking for the show. Like I said, a round table with Knights of the Commonwealth and interchangeable hosts from around the Commonwealth. And just and again, it's I have a motivation for myself to be now. Hey, can be part of the Commonwealth myself. I'm TSW, and I'm honestly a fan of the programming you guys put out. So for me to be part of what you guys are doing is fantastic. And also too, I think with Rogue One, I don't know if you guys seen Rebels last week. Well, all the stuff that's coming out there and with all the books and the comics, there's going to be so much overflow.
Yes.
I don't think we'll be short of topics.
Indeed. Yeah, we're a little behind in the UK on Rebels.
Oh, that's right.
I think, yeah.
I've got some catching up to do.
Yeah, I'm caught up with what we've got in, I'm using iTunes in the UK. And I think we're two episodes behind on that because I've just finished number 9 and I think number 11's just dropped in the US and Canada.
I can't remember the episode.
Or it's
number.
About to, maybe.
I would have to mention something from the episode, and I don't want to.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah,
because it gets good.
I believe it.
And that's what I was thinking this morning. I'm like, I'm watching you guys on Facebook and on Twitter, and I'm like, well, how are you guys seeing Rogue One before I am? And I'm like, okay, I figured you'd be 5 hours ahead, but not days ahead. I'm like, oh, well. Yeah.
Well, in my case, I didn't sleep because I'm an idiot. But.
Wow.
Yeah, but also, and for me, it's a professional obligation because that's what I do for a living. So,
there you go.
I actually got to see the film on Tuesday.
This is one of the things I envy about you.
I watched it again this morning.
You get to see it as part of your rotation, which I have to compartmentalize part of my free time, which is already, you know,
I haven't seen it with an audience yet.
at a premium.
I haven't had the full experience yet.
This is true. You haven't been
I haven't
in
seen
as a,
it
as
an
a
audience. So that's been difficult. Well, it's not been difficult at all. It's a privilege to be able to watch it and take it all in. But
yeah,
I know with The Force Awakens last year, it was the same thing. When I went back for a repeat viewing, I took my wife, Lisa, to see it, and the auditorium was packed, and it was a different experience entirely. And people were landing jokes for me that I may have missed before, and it was, and then they were leaping out of the movie, and it changes the experience completely.
For sure, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think Force Awakens, I was sitting next to I was waiting, again, it was one of those moments where my wife was working late, and I was meeting her inside the theater, and there was a guy sitting beside me, and we're just looking at each other. We had the exact same emotion. Like, he didn't have to explain. He almost had a tremor to him because he was. Mm. Are we going to watch a Star Wars movie? Like, it's just it was so surreal. And then we saw the Lucasfilm fizzle into the screen in that nice emerald green, and then bam, when Star Wars hit, and then the crawl started. I was like, oh my, I can't even.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. It's something to be, you know, in a room full of like-minded people when it comes to that stuff.
That's exactly it. It definitely adds
to the experience. And I'm actually keen when I go, because I'm going to go and see this again.
Of course.
Yeah. When I go back, I'm going to take somebody who hasn't seen it, because I want to see what they do when certain things happen in the movie that I already know, you know? I'm one of those people, I don't know if you guys experience this. I think, Mark, we talked about this before. If I've seen something before and I'm watching it with somebody who's fresh to it, I will watch them to see how much they're kind of getting from it in terms of how much enjoyment they're having.
I do the same thing, yeah.
Especially with things like sitcoms and stuff. I'm really keen to see how whether the same stuff that makes me laugh lands for them.
Yeah, it's like a test to see if you're a psychopath.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you laugh at the same stuff I do, that's a risk.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the way they destroyed that small animal. Isn't that funny?
Count the rings.
So we can expect the first episode really to be Rogue One centric, I would imagine.
I can imagine, for sure. Hmm. Yeah, like I said, I'm just looking forward to having, well, hopefully we can get something out over the holidays. Again, my wife is going to have a baby in a week. So all the scheduling is tentative, but just for the next couple weeks. But I also we can arrange stuff. We also have to arrange our clocks because you gentlemen are at 10 p.m. right now.
Yep.
And I'm at That's 5 right. p.m. I'm Eastern time in Canada. Yeah. So whenever we do record it, whether it can be on the weeknight or on the eve, we have to get together on a Sunday or something, we'll figure it out. And even maybe if somebody wants to just get in, have a quick 10-minute conversation with myself, and we can dump that into the show. And, you know, like, I'm hoping to have it be interactive and actually have fans of podcasts actually get a chance to podcast.
Yes.
And there's so many times, if you call in on a voicemail or you leave a message, like you guys were saying, most of your listeners have to wait an entire week to get the response.
Yes, this is true.
And now they will, and also they'll get their response. It's immediate for them. They're interactive. They can have follow up questions, and also too, if you leave a voicemail on a show, you're always like, oh, I should have said this, or oh, I should have mentioned that, and how come I ended it like that. And this is just a chance to engross yourself in a conversation with like-minded individuals. And
yeah, well, also not for nothing as well, but occasionally you do email in or you voicemail. Sometimes the person answering the question maybe doesn't take the question in the way you intended or something like that.
Yes.
So with an interactive format, you can actually respond and say, oh no, what I mean is actually this, and it you steer the conversation the way you intended rather than
the host, say, if you, for some reason you're thinking of, you mean, oh, I want to say TIE fighter, but he meant X-wing, and then all of a sudden you go on a 20-minute diatribe about X-wing when it's like, no, that's not what I was talking about.
it's been known to happen once or twice.
Well, no, and it's to nobody's fault. It could be.
Let's be fair. It's usually Steve's fault.
Oh, well,
that's usually by design.
That's the naked one, right?
He does these things deliberately
and he just masterfully makes it look haphazard.
He has learned to poke the bear in, you know, in ways that have only been seen in Yogi outtakes.
He knows what he's doing. Outtakes, yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you aboard, Rob.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
This is exciting.
I'm really happy about this.
It's nice to have something new that's going to grow, because everything we've done, personally speaking, I know the guys at Tumbling Saber work and the other shows work really hard to get shows together. Ours have just kind of stumbled together. We've backed into what we do and we've tried to change it, but it just won't happen. So our shows have grown and I'm hoping that this will grow. Like you said, it will evolve and it will change as we move along and we find what works and what doesn't work. But the nice thing is that we're freeing up some seats around the mic for people that are otherwise at the other end of a set of headphones. Yep. And it would be it was going to be really nice to hear. I love getting these voicemails from people. Mm. I loved the first email we got. It was just great to be able to read out a question on air and know that there's somebody out there that's listening to what we're talking about. So when we moved up to regular emails and then voicemails, hearing the voices, hearing the accents of people that take the time to be a part of this thing we're doing, and now to think that they're going to be sitting in and on a session with us doing exactly that, it's genius. Well, and I can't believe we didn't think of it before.
Well, for me, it was, I was actually, I was at work and I like you guys, I have my own show and you see yourself on Twitter and you see yourself, people interacting with the show and then hopefully people are liking it. And then, so I'm at work doing my regular work stuff. And then I hear myself on Talk Star Wars and it was very weird, because the only time I listen to my show is when I'm, yeah, of course, Mark, you know, when you're and Rob, when you're editing your own shows and you're putting it together, mm-hmm. and you might give it a listen to before it goes out just to make sure everything's kind of,
yep.
But you're not listening to it as a casual listen. You're listening with a producer's ear, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, I'm on Talk Star Wars. That's me. That's my whiny voice. Well,
aww.
No. You know what I mean? And for me, like, to be a fan, and I'm like, well, and then it kind of, it stewed in my head, and I was thinking, well, I'd love to be a part of that. It's like, well, I have my own stuff, and I have, you mean, it's my brand new family here and everything else, and I'm like, but, oh, I have to, there's so much going on, and I got so much to say about it, and I don't want to bog, you know, my weekly show is not anything close to it, so it's not like I can have the Star Wars section of my show. You know, there's no real way to tie it in. So this was,
it's too much of a turn, isn't it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. And then, and also too, I want to do something my 13-year-old daughter can listen to.
Mm.
She knows.
Good point. Yeah. Oh, very much. Yeah. yes, you do.
She knows her father has a podcast, and she sees, and she's very happy about it, but she can't, she can't listen to it.
Ideally not. No.
No. No, I'm
like, I'm sure my mum is aware of podcasts, but she can pick up Talk Star Wars.
Yes.
But I would not ever want her to stumble across the others.
Oh no.
Because they're not intended for my mother.
No, oh yeah. No, of course.
Especially
not.
Some of the stories I tell.
It's strange, isn't it? It's remarkable how podcasting seems to still be on the fringe. And I've been deep in podcasts now for close to 10 years, I guess, and producing them for 2 years. So to me, it's like my primary source of entertainment, really. It's what I'm doing all the time. Mm. But people I talk to, we went to dinner with some friends a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling about the podcast, and I was telling about some of the things that have happened, and some of the people that I've had the privilege of talking to through the podcast, and they were bewildered. They had no idea what this thing was. So, you know, we might be building a bridge to people that think that podcasting is an unattainable thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's interesting is, I think what's happened is, like any kind of tech-based media, it's about accessibility and it's about exposure to a broader market. So, you know, when podcasting was kind of first starting out, like anything, it's all about the hyper tech savvy people are the ones who are going to pick up on that stuff first and produce product. What happens over time is that the barrier to entry gets lower.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take as much tech savvy knowledge about hosting services or feed aggregators or other words I've heard. It's just, oh, you get a SoundCloud account, you record your thing, you put it on SoundCloud, and then you share it on Twitter. Done. You know, and Twitter is another example where people have just kind of, the platform gets democratized almost over time, where the barrier to entry gets lower and lower. More people join it, and it just increases exponentially. And I think that's what's happening with podcasting. I think it's got some way to go before it's kind of broadly mainstream, but I think it's not far off.
Well, with that growth comes a lot of white noise as well, doesn't it? When it gets gets incredibly crowded.
Yeah, well, big time. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not alone in being a Star Wars podcast by any stretch of the imagination. And there are a lot of high quality ones out there. Even outside the Commonwealth, there's a lot of high quality stuff. What you'll find over time is, if we get to a situation where everyone and his dog can have a podcast, I wouldn't listen to that, but some people might. You'll end up with some schlock.
Oh, for sure. It's a skill set like anything else. And I think also where Star Wars has almost an advantage. I think sci-fi fans are most tech savvy people are probably about 70% sci-fi fans as well. I'm not trying to group everybody, throw everybody into one basket or anything, but that's, they kind of go hand in hand, you know? So, yeah. So it's, this is where you get a lot of shows like Star Wars shows and how your network has been so successful. If you put out a good quality product to people that know what you're doing, it's, you're under a little bit more scrutiny, but at the same time, you have you're given the chance. You're given I notice with 99% of the people I know be like, oh, I'm on a podcast. Oh, wow, that's great. What's a podcast?
Yeah.
And then you explain it to them and they're just like, oh, it's too much. I don't understand. So
big words.
They're either impressed or their eyes roll back in their head, don't they?
Yeah.
And what I try to explain is like, no, this will seriously, if you got a commute of any sort, if you have a job where you can have an earbud in like I have, this will seriously change your life. Cause you can,
I have both. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, Star Wars. It doesn't have to be my, the fart jokes that we have on my show. Just trying to tone it.
It has to be the less professional fart jokes on my other show.
Yes.
The less polished ones.
Well, that's what we do. We interact on, we personal message each other, and I'm like, well, this is the ones I didn't use, Rob. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, and I work them seamlessly into what is supposed to be an off-the-cuff production.
It's unbelievable. Well, I think with the English accent, they sound smarter.
Wow, that is... I feel like I'm doing the language a disservice.
Oh, no.
By ruining it with my dumb ass.
Oh, no. And again, we're joking. My point is, like, with podcasts, if you have a chance to listen, like, in your car or on a commute or at work, like, and it doesn't have to be Star Wars. It doesn't have to be our funny little show. It can be whatever you're interested in. There is a podcast out for it. It'll seriously, like, for me, I know it's improved the quality of my life. Like, I go to work and I'm like, I get to listen to Talk Star Wars today, or I get to listen to Tumbling Saber today, or I get, you know, there's, it just, it brightens, literally brightens your day, and it's fantastic. And I hope it catches on, but like you said, the waters will get muddy, but at the same time, I think cream will rise to the crop.
I think it'll be popular.
I think the other thing as well is that as you get more in terms of numbers, you get more people that start producing these shows. Like Rob said correctly, that it's the democratization of a platform. Mm-hmm. So everyone gets a chance to have a go at it. But in there somewhere will be the show with exactly the right personality for you.
Yes.
And that's the way, certainly with Talk Star Wars, that's where we've landed with people that are just like-minded. And it's not that we can't claim to be a high polished show. We can't claim to have our product nailed down. You know, there are high there are high quality shows like Rebel Force Radio if you want that. But there's a different, you come to us for a different thing. And that's why the show's front loaded with listener content.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's for them. It's a Star Wars podcast by Star Wars fans for Star Wars fans. Rebel Force Radio like to say no fan left behind, but we're pushing them out in front.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at what we're doing, you know.
And incidentally, if you've come to us from Rebel Force Radio, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Don't go back. Oh, I love that show. That's appointment listening for me, Rebel Force Radio.
It's the funny thing is, I was talking to Robert Gen X-Wing about this the other day. I don't get a lot of time to listen to the proper kind of AAA Star Wars podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm in the mid-cards. I'm looking at, you know, the Commonwealth and people like Blast Points and Unmistakably Star Wars, the ones who are doing high quality production without necessarily a high quality infrastructure to back it up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah. What shows have to do, like, you end up walking a fine line. Like on my weekly show, we don't do a lot of sound effects. We don't do a lot of, like, I mean, we might sprinkle them in later. I'm not counting anything out, but you walk a fine line between sounding like
Morning Zoo radio crews.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And between that and then between just somebody in front of their computer, you have there's an excellent podcast in there somewhere.
Yeah.
If you make it sound like every other, like they're clicking on their AM talk radio, well, they're just going to click on their AM talk radio and, you
know. They'll do that instead, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but actual real conversation. Censored or uncensored, like, and depending on what your preference is. And again, you can be very specific. Like, if you like Star Wars, it's fantastic. And what you were saying, Mark, with the hosts, I think with your product, I know as a fan, I enjoy listening to the discussion you guys have on your show. Now, if you happen to be talking about something, like, I haven't had a chance to get into the books yet, but even if you're talking about them and I'm not worried about having them spoiled. I'm enjoying your conversation, even though it's not in my wheelhouse. And that's something that's hard. It's almost lightning in a bottle. It's hard to catch, but when you got it, you got it. Like it works out well.
Yeah, it's easy to screw up though. So we have to tread very carefully.
Yeah, I remember we can't say we nailed it down.
No, it's not deliberate. I always like to say that I haven't yet heard the show that I tried to produce. It always takes on its own form. But I love what it ends up being, but it's never what I'm aiming for. No. But one of the nicest compliments I've ever been given is from Connor, one of our Knights of the Republic.
Commonwealth.
Knights of the Commonwealth. What am I thinking?
You're going to have the lawyers of the network. Have the Republic lawyers on line one tomorrow. Yeah. You watch. Wouldn't mind, except you delegated all the legal stuff to me. Sucks.
Yeah, that is true. Connor of Connor's Corner fame once said to me, he puts Talk Star Wars on the background, and then it's like walking past a group of people sitting at a table in a pub having a chat. And what I really liked was, as we've grown, it's like through email and voicemail, people are able to take a seat at that table with us.
Yeah.
And what this thing's going to become is literally that.
It's the logical next step.
It becomes a two-way conversation.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the things I said. Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say what I'm hoping for is hopefully, you mean we'll have some people that have a really participate and really good at it. And then next, you know, you might have a few stars on your bench that can hop in at a moment's notice, you know, jump on, there's a certain knack to it. And then once you realize, oh, well, you might find some diamonds in the rough and they're off to the races.
Or if something, you know, if I get hit by a bus or something, Mark's like, I'm not going to miss him.
Oh yeah, we got six more guys ready.
just roll another one in, like
just call the round line. Table.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of shark's teeth, Rob.
Round table assemble.
That's what happened to Jeremy.
But, so come on. No,
I had him whacked once I knew you were free.
I feel
that's
awful
why you've
now.
Never heard from him again.
No, I tried to meet him at the Rogue One showing, but he was ill.
Oh, really? Sucks.
Like, of all the days, he had something wrong with his eye, and he couldn't see properly. And of all the days to have that happen, I was so looking forward to it because it would have been the first. Rob, this is one of those weird things that people find hard to believe, but he would have been the second person I've met in real life from the TSW crew. It's only Mark I've ever met in real life.
Right.
And we haven't sat in the same room for a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also bizarre, but you know, we picked up where we left off, right, Mark? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. These things don't change, though. Chemistry is chemistry. So.
This is it. I mean, I was looking forward to meeting Jeremy and, you know, getting a picture of the tall one and the hench one of Talk Star Wars, yeah. The ones who take up the most volume for various reasons.
Yeah. So did you wear your sombrero at the Rogue One?
No, it was in the wash from from the theater the night before.
Right.
Yeah. And Steve wore his nun punching gloves today. Did you see Paul put a comment on Facebook saying, if you're in the vicinity of this cinema tonight, if you're a nun and you're near this cinema, take cover at about
Steve,
10 p.m.
We can't vouch for what condition Steve's going to be in. Yeah. And again, it's legal stuff, so I'll have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So, Steve, if you're listening, don't make my life more difficult than it already is, mate.
Yeah.
That's a good boy.
There we go. Oh, boy. Oh, so also, I should mention, people might be a little hesitant on coming on the roundtable if they don't quite have the professional setup, like, you know, mic and filters and everything else. If we can hear you on the show, we'll do our best to clean it up in post and everything else, but just... Everybody is welcome, and we don't want to restrict anybody and say, no, you need a $300 microphone, you need this. No, that's not what it's all about. We'll figure it out, and we'll make apologies for that after. Like, there's
I think a couple of our listeners have decent setups. I don't know about how good their setups are, because I know that some of them have done guests on other shows, or they've had their own shows in the past, that sort of thing. So. Yeah. I think we'll be, I think we'll have some, but yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, these things are easier to clean up sometimes than they might appear. So don't be put off by the audio quality. What we want is your conversational quality, which, you know,
and people should not be nervous if something is said and they want to take it back. Hey, I can pause the show, roll it back, and then we can pick up, right? Like, there's no, I just want people to feel comfortable and have the full podcasting experience, and also, you know, being Knights of the Commonwealth to be, well, this is your show. If you want to bring something to the round table, something you want to discuss, and also, hey, I heard the Tumbling Saber guys talk about this. What are your opinions? Or I heard the Talk Star Wars guys talk about this. What are your opinions? It's kind of a show within a show. It's almost, we were discussing the other day, the Inception.
It's a great idea. I think it's like forums or the bullpen in the back of a comic book, isn't it? It's going to be that for listeners to get together and trade ideas, and that's the idea of Talk Star Wars is it's a community, and that's why we have such active platforms like Facebook and all the different groups on Facebook. It's it's a logical extension of that, and like you say, Rob, we've got control of the edit. So anything that needs to be left on the floor can be left on the floor.
Yeah,
people only have to ask.
And one thing to keep in mind, listeners, is obviously I know it can be intimidating to talk to your heroes, but don't be intimidated by that. Because
pretend that we're ridiculous clowns, and you'll be absolutely right.
Pretend, that's cute. Pretend. I don't know why I enjoy playing a comedy narcissist. I think it's because I'm hoping for a heel turn that will never come.
Wait, you are the UK correspondent on my weekly show.
Well, this is true. You are that
big deal you keep talking about, Rob.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that's a brag, but you know, I'm almost in four figures on Twitter followers. It's, you know.
Oh wow!
But it is kind of cool.
Figure, that's the figure four, Rob. You've got a long way to go.
I'm quite happy with that. You know, I think considering like January, I had like 100 and something, like 180. So it's like it's made a big deal. You know, it's been a big difference being a part of TSW, and obviously the stuff I've learned from you, Mark, and from you as well, Rob, just about how to interact with people and how to market your product more effectively and more sensibly, and you know, and I've found ways to minimize the amount of time it takes me to do as well, which was always a big kind of mental blocker for me, was just, oh, that's going to take ages to do. But actually it doesn't take that much, and sometimes it's nice to see somebody demonstrating that before you go, oh, I didn't know it was that easy, I'll do it too, that sort of thing. So I picked up a lot of good habits from you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's good, because there's an awful lot of bad habits to be picked up on. I'm glad you've ignored all of them. Those up too,
but I already had those.
Yeah. So yeah, that's this is excellent. I can honestly say, after our conversation the other night, I know we direct messaged each other a bit, and then once we got together, the three of us on Skype, and talked off mic, and said, "Okay, this is what we want to roll out." And I remember I went to bed, and I'm lying in bed, and I'm looking at my wife, I'm like, "Oh. Oh my, I'm on a Star Wars podcast." And I was honestly beaming. Like, I was so happy with being able to do something that I love so much. So
that felt for me too, buddy. Yeah. It's one of the things that sneaks up on you.
Yep. It's unbelievable. So
write a voicemail in, and you write an email in, and who knows where it can lead.
Boom. There you go. Exactly. And you know, that's what I said. And what are the odds of the three of us being how many thousands of miles away connecting? And even the boys down the road, the Tumbling Saber, I can hop in my car and be there, you know, in the middle of the night. But
yeah, you know, I don't think they'll thank you for it.
Yeah, exactly. They're close by, but then I would not know there's like-minded people all over the place. And so I think I have a show to go to.
Yes,
you do.
So
we're going to let you get to that.
Yeah. So this is the episode, the pilot episode, episode zero, just to get the show out to everybody and tell everybody what we want to do, and hopefully over the holidays we can work something out. People can get a hold of myself. I'm at RobertMMcast at Twitter, and you can give me a direct message, any information, or any, and then we can exchange direct messages and say, hey, this is when we're planning the episode one. We can get people look out. You guys, obviously the same spots from Talk Star Wars to get a hold of the two of you.
Yeah, I'm at Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
And you can find me at Rob Wade Vision.
Awesome. Yeah. And so all of us can let each other know what's going on, and we can get the ball rolling on this. So that's that.
Great stuff. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for joining the family. I'm really looking forward to this. It'll take it all in a brand new, fresh direction.
I'm very excited. And it's apropos for me to be like, I am an hour and a half away from seeing Rogue One, and now I'm just wrapping up the first episode of a Star Wars podcast. This is a banner day for me. So
great stuff. All right. Fantastic.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see everybody soon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.